Hi, I'm Sakina Everett. I'm a senior at Cornell. I'm a dual degree candidate in City and Regional Planning and Sociology, and I also have majors in Education and Social Inequality. I want to talk to you about academic expectations at Cornell University. Cornell is intense. The expectations here are very different from high school. Many of your introductory courses have hundreds of people in the classroom, and these courses are taught in auditoriums. Usually the format is lecture style. Your freshman writing courses and courses for your major may be taught in a seminar style. And what I mean by seminar style is that the instructor teaches in a classroom with about 5 to 25 students, and you get more of a chance to grapple with the material and with your professor along with your peers. At the beginning of the semester, the professor hands out a syllabus for your courses, and the syllabus lists the course objectives and expectations. It will also tell you what the readings are and when you need to complete them. You will also find due dates for all of your projects and assignments. The syllabus lists the dates, times, and places for your exams, and also the professor's contact information and office hours. Typically on the first day of classes, the professor will go over the syllabus in some detail, which allows you to gauge whether the class is a good match for you. I think that what's key to remember about the academic climate at Cornell is that Cornell students here are really the cream of the crop. It's not realistic to expect that you get all A's, at least not right away. At first, you may find yourself disappointed about your academic performance, but it's key to remember that doing poorly in a class is not a measure of your intelligence. You just need to learn a new game. Here's an analogy. In high school, you may have learned to play basketball, and you got really good at doing the things that you need to do in order to be successful at basketball. However, here at Cornell, you may find that the game here is baseball. Fortunately, you can transfer those skills from one game to another. You're still as smart and hardworking, and you still have the tools and skills you need to be successful. You just need to master the new rules and strategies to excel here at Cornell. Cornell is prepared to help you deal with the academic transition issues. The Learning Strategy Center is one very cool place where you can get help with everything from time management to study skills, academic counseling support, and even tutoring. The beautiful thing about the Learning Strategy Center staff is that they help you to maximize your potential. You've already proven that you're academically capable of being here, and the Learning Strategy Center can help you reinforce that capability and help you to become the best Cornellian you can be.
Hello, my name is Alan McNeil. I teach biology at Cornell University, and I've been asked to tell you a little bit about your experience that you will have as an incoming Cornell student. I have a personal perspective on this because I started as an undergraduate at Cornell myself, and I came from a very small town. My high school class was less than 200 people. And the first thing I noticed about Cornell, which many of you will notice, is that it's a very large place. There are almost 20,000 students, and the faculty is larger than my hometown. Many of the classes are very large as well, and this is disconcerting to some students who are used to small class sizes and a lot of individual attention. This is not necessarily a negative factor, however. Cornell is a research university, which means that the faculty have as their primary responsibility doing research, but many of them also take their teaching very seriously. And in the introductory courses in particular, many of the instructors for the large introductory courses are extraordinarily good at what they do. Psych 101 comes to mind as a course in which the instructor the class has 2,000 students in it. They all meet in the largest auditorium on campus. And the instructor, Professor James Moss, wins awards on a regular basis for being an outstanding teacher. And this is true in many of the courses. So size cuts both ways. However, for you as a student, size is important because it means that the primary responsibility for your education is now in almost entirely on your shoulders. No one will be watching to see if you're in class. No one will be checking in general to see if you're paying attention or taking good notes. unless you make the initiative to ask somebody, you have to identify the people that you can go to for help. One of your chief resources is going to be your fellow students. There is a myth that institutions like Cornell encourage a kind of monastery-like attitude where students work completely on their own, hold up in corners in the library and so forth. And nothing could be further from the truth. It is best to work with other students, people that you get along with, people whose attitudes about work are compatible with yours, and that you can work with to cooperatively learn the course material. It's a very effective way to, in some sense, cope with the rather impersonal atmosphere that is present in some of the very large classes at Cornell. In addition, although the professors in many of your courses are research professors, and that's their primary responsibility, they do make themselves available to you for help. One of your most valuable resources are the instructors of the Learning Strategy Center, an organization that I have taught for over 30 years at Cornell. The instructors in the Learning Strategy Center are specifically charged with helping students essentially learn how to learn the course material. We help people understand what it is that they know about the course material and what it is they don't know, and to find ways of learning that material the most effective way they can. One of the things that I often tell students is that you may be used to doing a lot of reading in the textbook as a way of learning course material. Many instructors at Cornell treat textbooks as supplementary material. That is, the most important information that you need to know is the information that they provide in lecture. You'll also be taking exams in large groups of people in general. And those exams are probably different from the exams that you're used to. Many students succeed in high school because they're extraordinarily good at memorizing information. Well, that's good. I mean, memorization is necessary, but at Cornell it's not sufficient. You must understand what the individual details in a course mean and how to apply them to unusual and new situations. Students are often surprised on their first preliminary exam at Cornell to get problems or questions that they've never seen before. They've never been told about them directly in class. And so what we help you to do is to apply the information that you've learned to new situations that you may not have encountered or may not have been presented to you either in the textbook or in lecture. Another thing that you're going to be expected to do by your instructors is to be a critical learner. Now, that doesn't mean to be critical necessarily in a negative sense, but what it means is that you're going to have to understand the course material at a level at which you will be able to say, well, this makes sense, or this doesn't make sense, or in particular, this argument is supported by evidence, but this other argument isn't. Your instructors will expect you to be able to tell the difference between a good argument and a bad one, and will expect you to make good arguments. As I said at the beginning, Cornell is a large research university, and the professors that you will have in most of your courses are primarily doing research as their primary responsibility. I've said that this means that they tend not always to focus on their teaching. However, this also means that you have a tremendous opportunity here to meet some of the most brilliant thinkers in their fields and to interact with them on a direct basis. Most of the professors I know, in fact, I don't know a single one for whom this is not the case, really love the things that they are studying and teaching you. And if you are interested in them as well, they would love to talk to you about their subject. In fact, sometimes it'll be hard to make them stop. This means, once again, that you'll have to take the initiative to go to them, to go to their office hours and ask them questions and get them engaged with you. But when this does happen, and it happens a lot, you will be entering into a community that is rare anywhere. That is the community of scholars on the cutting edge of their field. And that's the exciting part about being a student at Cornell. It's the flip side of the individual responsibility that you must take as a student here, and that is the individual opportunities that you have as a student to learn really what you probably couldn't learn most other places. One of the reasons I love being here is because of those opportunities. And in fact, I sit in on courses myself every year just because they're a lot of fun.